Could you think of if Bane could break Batman's back and can catch him in a vulnerable state in order to break his back?
Also, how did he do that, though?
What do you mean?
How did Bane get
him? He gave him a backbreaker. It was awesome. It was like WWE. All right, welcome to Justice versus Vengeance. I'm Caleb West.
And I'm Robbie Gaddis.
And today we are going to be battling out two of the... This is probably the most controversial topic in DC Comics for sure. Maybe comics in general. Who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman? Would you agree that this is...
Probably the most two iconic characters.
Everybody knows who they are.
Everyone. Even people that don't like superheroes.
Exactly. So, today we're going to be settling this once and for all. I'm making it sound as dramatic as I can. Once and for all. A little bit about Robbie and I. We are two guys in our mid-20s who basically have just read comics pretty much our entire life, right?
The entirety of our life.
Cool. Okay, so we know a lot about this stuff, and we feel like we can... We're two good representatives to battle this out. But the big thing was, we're both huge Batman fans.
Huge.
Huge Batman fans. So
Batman is both of our favorite characters.
Exactly. So our top five list does not differ very much. Maybe no. One person.
Not at all.
One person. So with that being said, we had to figure out who was going to take on Superman. And we spun a wheel and... I unfortunately got Superman. I say unfortunately, but I'm actually pretty confident that I could win this battle.
Man, Batman is literally the most tactical person in the world.
Tactical. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you there. But so what we're going to do real quick is we're just going to give a brief rundown of each hero's origin story, and characteristics and powers and things of that nature. And then we'll give a couple of comic book recommendations. So if you wanted to learn even more about each character, you could. So since I have Superman, I'm going to go ahead and go first. Superman's origin, I mean, a lot of people know. The roots of Superman's origin pretty much stay the same. His planet, his home planet of Krypton was going to blow up. So his parents from Krypton send him to Earth in a spaceship in order to, you know, save his life. And Superman is probably one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, superhero in comics, period. Superman stands for hope and everything that is right in the world. So his powers include, and I can't list them all.
There's so many.
I'll talk about as many as I can. I just started jotting them down. So we've got super strength, of course, super speed, like heat vision or laser vision, whatever you want to call it, freeze breath. He's got bulletproof skin, which hence his name, the Man of Steel, X-ray vision. He absorbs energy from the sun, Earth's yellow sun, that is, basically to help him get these powers. He absorbs energy. He's like a battery, if you want to, I mean, honestly, right? Like,
that's the best way you could put it.
He's a battery. So he, as long as the sun is, as long as the sun keeps coming up, which I've been alive 26 years and the sun always keeps coming up, Superman's still going to have, he's going to have powers out the wazoo. His alter ego, Clark Kent, works at the Daily Bugle. his alter ego, Clark Kent, works at the Daily Planet.
We're getting canceled.
As a reporter, I know, right off the rip. As a reporter, his love interest is Lois Lane, as everybody knows. He has Earth parents as well as his Kryptonian parents. His Earth parents are Jonathan and Martha Kent. And they were the ones who found him in the spaceship after his parents sent him to Earth. His Kryptonian parents sent him to Earth. And they live in Kansas, or Smallville. What do you say?
Well, you ain't Kansas anymore, buddy.
Oh, Lord, I knew that was coming. So that's pretty much it. You know, Superman is faster than a speeding bullet. I'm not going to do the Rolodex of all the funny sayings. I'll go ahead and give you a couple comic book recommendations. So we have All-Star Superman, which basically origin stories, trials and tribulations of being Superman. Then you have The Death of Superman, which was a really, really good one. You'll have to read to find out what happened there. The Return of Superman, which again, you're going to have to read and figure out what happened there. And then Batman and Superman Public Enemies, which there's actually an animated movie of that right there on HBO Max, if you guys have HBO Max at home.
You highly recommend it.
Highly. I watched it literally 3 days ago, like for amazing the 90th movie. Time in the world. So that right there is Superman. And as this series goes on, guys, we're going to be doing, you know, some heroes that you may know, some that you may not know. And we're going to be basically just battling out really, really cool people. And we'll actually be giving you an insight of who we're going to battle next at the end of this episode. Because we actually already know that. And I already know that I'm going to be 2-0. I already know I'm going to be 2-0 at this.
Don't get cocky. So I'm going to go ahead and go into Batman and Batman's origin story. And it's pretty universal, just like Superman. Batman was a young Bruce Wayne. His parents and Thomas and Martha Wayne are walking through the crime alley for a shortcut that Thomas suggested. And then a mugger later to find out to be Joe Chill murdered Thomas and Martha Wayne right in front of Bruce. So right then, Bruce vowed to fight a war on crime, traveling the world to master different fighting abilities and techniques, also creating the Batman persona so he can protect and purge the corruption of Gotham City.
I like it.
His abilities, which, you know, aren't crazy like some people's on the other side of this table. He has a genius level intellect with an IQ of 192.
Does that mean he's smarter than Albert Einstein?
Yes. Albert Einstein actually has a IQ between 162 and 180. Don't ask how I know that. He is a expert detective, which gave him the nickname World Greatest Detective. He's a martial artist.
Whoa there, pal.
He is a master martial artist, hand-to-hand combatant. He is a master tactician, strategist, and field commander.
Do you guys sense the nervousness coming through here that he's already lost? He's already lost. He's stumbling on his words. Go on with the origin story.
He has an eidetic memory, which means it's one step above photographic memory, which he can remember everything. And he is rich. He is a multimillionaire.
Superpower.
I would say billionaire. That he can afford, you know, his Batmobile, all of his gadgets, his butler.
His shark repellent.
And his shark repellent. And the comic recommendations I have for this. For Batman. All right, there's really too many to count.
There's a Batman, lot. I was very, very surprised because you're not going to read a Batman comic that's bad.
No.
You're just not going to.
Batman is my favorite superhero, and I love every comic I ever read with him in it.
Agreed.
He has The Dark Knight Returns, which is probably one of the best Batman comics out there. There's Death in the Family, The Court of Owls Saga, which is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And then Batman Year One, which is an origin story for Batman that everyone knows, but it's amazing to read.
And there's also an animated movie of that as well.
There is.
There is a movie on HBO Max. It's basically very similar to the comic book,
mm-hmm.
Which is really, really cool because, I mean, that you could literally almost follow along. Really good.
Also highly recommended.
Highly recommended. All right. So are you really think you've got it. With what you just read, you think you have a chance.
Do you know who Batman is? Batman is Bruce Wayne. Ready for anything. Batman has a contingency plan for each Justice League member. Do you know that?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
He and there's been villains.
What's his contingency plan for Superman?
Kryptonite.
Because I guess if, you know, if we're listing out powers and abilities, we could talk about weaknesses as well. Superman's
name
obviously
a Batman weakness.
Superman's obviously his kryptonite. Others could probably say it's also his love interest, which kind of, you know, similar to Spider-Man, you know, if you bring Mary Jane into it, you know, Spider-Man gets a little upset and he gets vulnerable, I guess you could say. Superman's kind of the same way with Lois Lane. The difference between Spider-Man and Superman, obviously, is Superman is literally so fast, he could hear literally if he zoned in, he could literally hear everybody talking.
He could hear every heartbeat in the world.
Every heartbeat in the world.
And he does.
Yeah. He also, and then of course, Kryptonite, which is, it's
your hero's biggest weakness, Caleb, is a rock.
Yeah, it's a rock from his home planet, I guess.
And he's weak to something from his home.
Yeah. But
literally
on Earth,
him.
On Earth, where he would face Batman in battle, Earth's yellow sun gives him unlimited power.
Mm-hmm. But Red Kryptonite.
Tell me a little bit about Red Kryptonite.
Red Kryptonite was made by Batman himself. What Red Kryptonite does, it overloads Superman's powers. Okay. Makes him extremely powerful, extremely fast, extremely overheated, where it is overloading his cells in his body because it powers up with the sun. Powering up so much that Superman's cells can't take it, and it makes him explode.
Literally combust.
Literally explodes.
Wow. And does Batman just have that on hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that being said, that's also a rock?
Yes.
Okay, so with that being said, do you not think that Superman, if he wanted to, could fly up to Earth's yellow sun, absorb as much energy as he could, come back down and literally fly through Batman? I've actually got a list of ways that Superman could actually kill Batman.
I'm interested.
And there's unlimited. I mean, I could literally go for days, but I'll read you some of my favorites. And I just said one. He could literally fly through Batman. Bullets bounce off of this man. Bullets from guns.
Thank you.
Bounce off this man, okay? He could snap his neck by just stepping on Batman's cape. Okay? He can literally... He's the Man of Steel. He can literally, you know, faster than a speeding bullet, he can literally destroy Earth or a planet. We'll say a planet with a single punch. Okay?
Okay.
He could step on his cape and break Batman's neck. All right?
You have that written down.
Yep. 100%. Yep, that's pretty funny. If Batman has kryptonite, he could literally use his freeze breath to freeze the kryptonite. He could literally freeze it.
You don't think Batman has more?
If he's got it frozen to his hand?
He has another hand.
And you don't think he could just do the same thing? Or he could just fly a Batman to outer space and Batman will die. Like he would literally just pick him up, take him to outer space. Batman's
like he did
to
Lois Lane?
Like he did to Lois Lane. What made Superman do that?
The Joker made Superman do that.
Yeah. What? How, though?
He used gas and it made...
With the scare toxin?
Yeah, with his fear toxin.
Mm-hmm. The fear toxin, yeah.
Yeah, the fear toxin. Mm-hmm. He used that to make Superman think he was fighting Doomsday.
Yep.
And it was actually Lois Lane and his pregnant...
Yeah, so he killed... This is Injustice, right?
Injustice Comics, yes.
Yeah. So, with that being said, after Superman killed Lois Lane... Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What do you do to the Joker after that?
As soon as you're making me tell you my downfall.
Yeah. Go ahead.
as soon as the Superman decided that he figured out it was Lois Lane, he flew straight to the Joker in an interview room, Batman telling him to stop, not to do this.
And so...
So Batman witnessed this.
Yes.
He was right in front of him.
Yep.
And Superman plunged his fist through the Joker's chest.
All the way through.
Came out to the other side.
Literally flew through him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Punched him so hard in the chest.
That it went through his
chest. Through his body and killed him. Did mm-hmm. He killed him?
Instantly.
Killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Joker died.
But my question for you is, Batman theoretically made Superman more madder than that.
More madder?
Made him... Instigated him more.
Okay.
In that aspect. Because it went on for 5 years of them fighting.
Yep.
More than 5 years. Because that's just the comics.
Yep.
Why did Superman never do that to Batman?
Because Batman... I wouldn't say Batman made him more mad. Really? You can't make him more mad than killing the love of his life.
After that, when he killed... He was the one that killed Lois Lane and her child. That all Superman could see was red.
Mm-hmm.
He was mad at everything.
Yep.
He was executing prisoners.
Yep.
And
even... Because criminals didn't deserve to live.
No.
So he was executing more people.
He was executing people that weren't citizens.
Right.
Just executing citizens.
Yep.
And Damian Wayne actually switched sides from Batman mm-hmm. to Superman,
mm-hmm.
thinking Damian Wayne thought he was right.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Wayne actually killed Nightwing.
Yeah. So, but what does this have to do with Superman and Batman?
Fair point. Got me sidetracked.
Yes.
What was the question again?
What does Damian Wayne switching sides and Superman killing prisoners have to do with Batman?
It's a mental thing for Batman.
Okay.
Superman gets cocky with that because he knows Damian's on his side.
Yep.
And that is Batman's son.
Mm-hmm.
But Superman could even use Damian Wayne against him.
Yep.
Hurt him, kill him.
Yep.
Never does. Why is that?
I would think...
Why does Superman never kill Batman when he could literally snap his fingers and Batman's dead?
Why did Batman never kill Superman?
Because Batman...
Because he couldn't? Or because...
Okay.
When Superman's seeing red like that, you literally got...
A god.
A god that mad. Do you think he was playing it safe? Because he knew one wrong move and Superman would kill him?
I think he was playing it safe because one wrong move and Superman kills more people. Batman's not worried. Batman doesn't care to die. Batman is not worried about himself in the slightest.
He is fearless.
He's fearless. He is worried about what will happen to the citizens if something happens to him.
Ah. What a good point. So why would he not kill Superman if Superman's that much of a threat? Like if he's that threatening to civilization.
Because one, Batman and Superman, they're friends.
Yep.
Put it that way, they're friends.
Yeah.
Batman knows that. And Batman, say he loves Superman. His best friend, his brother. That's like me and you
now. Okay, cool.
What if I killed you?
Well, first of all, why?
Don't worry about that right now.
Okay.
What would that mentally be to me?
A lot.
That would be a lot.
A lot.
You're my best friend.
Okay, I appreciate that. You're my best friend as well. Yep.
And that would suck.
So you've brought out...
Emotional sides to Batman and Superman.
Very much so. Very much so.
And them at war is the most dangerous thing...
Oh, absolutely.
...to the world.
Absolutely. So you're saying that Batman... would not kill Superman because it would do emotional damage to him.
Emotionally damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And it would also affect the whole world. Because one, if Batman tries to go after Superman, say he does one wrong thing wrong, one, Batman might die.
Yeah.
Two, Superman could get mad and Batman not be enough. He just starts killing everybody.
Right.
And when he sees red like that, that's a very high possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, with that being said.
But if it comes to it.
If it comes to a fight.
Batman could kill him.
How?
I want you to think. Think of Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Oh, I was waiting on this. Let's go.
Batman and Superman fought. Granted, Batman had an armored bat suit.
If you guys haven't watched that movie, I highly recommend it.
Spoiler alert.
Right, seriously.
Batman is standing over Superman with a kryptonite spear right against his chest. All he has to do is push it down, and Superman's gone.
Let me ask you.
He had him beat.
In that movie. Had him beat. Okay. What did Superman... Superman came to talk to Batman.
Batman came to fight, kill Superman.
To fight. Yeah, to kill him. He came to kill Superman. He did not.
Because he's seen Superman as a threat, because when he was fighting General Zod.
Yes. What Superman do to Zod?
Snap his neck. Because, listen, Superman did not want to kill Zod, though. At all. The only reason Superman killed Zod was because he was shooting lasers out of his eyes, and he was destroying the city, about to go destroy more Metropolis, and Batman was like, or Superman was like, no, and snaps his neck.
Okay. So going back to the fight, Superman came to talk, Batman came to kill Superman, and Superman literally at one point pretty much touches Batman, and Batman goes flying about 50 yards.
Yes. But I want you to think about something. Who dies in that movie?
I'm going to ask you. So I will answer your question, but I'm going to follow it up with another question. Superman dies in Batman versus Superman. But who kills Superman? Himself. Doomsday kills him, but he basically shoves the kryptonite spear
into his chest.
That
would kill Doomsday.
Yes. So did Batman, my question is, did Batman kill Superman?
Who engineered that spear? If that spear was there, would Superman be able to fight Doomsday? Would he be able to kill Doomsday like that? No.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But, does Batman with his hands, kill Superman?
In that, no. And I'll give you that.
So who wins in a fight?
Batman.
Even after
that whole fight, Batman won.
Even after. Okay, so let's go to Justice League. Let's go to the movie after. Superman, does Superman stay dead?
No.
He doesn't stay dead.
Who stays dead in comics?
Not Superman. What about Batman?
No.
Superman did not stay dead.
But can you name me 3 or 4 times that Batman's died in comics?
Sure.
How many times can you name me that Superman's died in comics?
I mean, really only once that I can think of, really. There may be more. There may be two times max.
Okay.
But for your example, you say that Batman, although he does not kill Superman with his hands, he engineers the spear that does kill Superman. Superman comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And does what?
He fights the Justice League.
He fights every member of the Justice League alone? Yes. Question mark? Yes?
Okay.
Does he win the fight?
Yes. But
was Batman a part of the Justice League that he beat in the fight?
Was he there? Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. What do you mean? Was he there? Yeah, he was. Was he there? I don't remember.
But theoretically.
Now, we're not talking theoretically here.
Nothing. Logically.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
They did stop Superman from killing everyone. Did he kill any of them?
No. But he also beat the snot out of them for a good little bit.
He did. But is it really testifying as losing or winning if he didn't win against any of them?
I say just fighting the whole Justice League by yourself constitutes a W there.
But it's also the Justice League movie. In that movie, I don't feel like they're very as powered as they could be or should be compared to the comics.
Okay. So
Superman, I think he's right in those movies.
Yeah.
But I don't think the rest of the Justice League is.
Okay. Okay.
So, yes, he beat him relentlessly for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were as powerful. And they didn't really work as a team that well. They're right. The Justice League. They worked as a team, a league together. And they
couldn't defeat one guy of their team on their team.
Yes. And this was right when the Justice League started, too. They weren't right. Cohesive as they should be.
Right. But Batman was there. An old Batman was there. A veteran Batman was there.
But see, I don't think this Batman has a lot of really... He has experience, but not with like gods like Superman, stuff like that. And he still held his own. And was ready to kill Superman.
Held his own.
He did hold his own.
Okay.
The only reason Batman stopped from killing Superman was that him and Superman have the mother had the same name. And that was emotional. Batman.
So you have a quote that you've read me a couple of times, and I would like you to read it now. You've got actually a couple, but I'm waiting on one. Could you read me those quotes you have from comics, movies, etc.?
This is from The Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "I didn't have to go easy on you. A different binding agent, a stronger mix. I wanted you to remember. I wanted to remind you to stay out of my way. In all the years to come, your most private moments, I want you to remember the one man that beat you."
Now, can I ask you a question? After that fight, in The Dark Knight Returns, which, if you guys, again, have HBO Max, please go watch the movie.
The movie, read the comic. It is beautiful.
It's great. It's great. Part 1 and 2 are on HBO Max. This is actually in part 2. After Batman says that to Superman, "I want you to remember the one man who beat you," what happens? What happens immediately after that? Like literally seconds after that?
Superman decided he wasn't going to take that.
Yep.
And hits Batman.
Yep. And then what happens to Batman?
He goes flying.
And he has a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
He has a heart attack.
But does he die?
He fakes his death.
Exactly.
He fakes his death to get out of a fight with Superman. Oh my God, go ahead. Let me read your next quote.
This quote is from Batman Hush.
Okay.
"If Clark wanted to, he could use his super speed and squish me into the cement.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how he thinks, even more than the kryptonite. He's got one big weakness. Deep, deep down, Clark essentially a good person. And deep down, I'm not." Do you like the emphasis I threw on "I'm not"? A little Batman voice.
Yeah, "I'm not." So let me ask you this: deep down, Superman's a good, or Clark,
mm-hmm,
is a good person. But when we were talking about Injustice and Clark was going around vaporizing everybody, pretty much. So, it seemed like Batman was the bigger man there.
But Batman also worked relentlessly to beat Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a lead-lined salt mine.
And that is another weakness of Superman. He, for some reason, cannot see through lead. So Batman's cowl, mask, whatever you want to call it,
is lined with lead.
Is lined with lead.
Superman, like you just said, can't see through lead. So he used this Alaska salt mine. I think it's Alaska. Used it in to basically do everything in their, use it as their headquarters. And he had a whole team with him. It was basically like a civil war, pretty much, with Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
They both had millions of, I wouldn't say millions, thousands of heroes and villains against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman even hired villains to fight Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care if they wanted to kill or not.
Okay.
Because he knew Superman needed to go down, if he's died or not.
But did he kill him?
He did not kill him, but he stopped him. They, in the Injustice storyline, they were also taking kryptonite pills that made them as strong as Superman.
So, for those of you guys who are, you know, having kind of a, which everybody kind of has their own opinion of who would win this fight. The Injustice storyline is also a really, really good comic. There's six of them.
There's Year Zero.
Year Zero through five. And also the video game series, which was
amazing.
Amazing. Definitely recommend if you guys are gamers. Which you probably already have if you're a gamer. Like, you've got to play that game.
Such a good game.
And then,
made by NetherRealm Studios.
Yes, yes. And then also the comics, the six comics there. You remember when I was getting my oil changed?
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was like, guys, I drive a Nissan Sentra. I don't drive like a really cool car. And this guy comes up and he's like, wow, what year? And I was like, I finally got somebody talking good about my car. And I told him, I'm like, oh man, it's 2018, blah, blah, blah. I'm going in on my car. And he says, no, that. And I look in my back seat and I have Injustice Year.
Year three.
And I was like, oh, that's year three. And then he just wanted to talk about Injustice.
Which is fine.
I'll talk about it all day
long. You got excited about the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But guys, even the guy changing my oil at a oil change place, I don't even, Valvoline or whatever, these people, like, everybody, it's a good storyline. Like, it's amazing.
It's good to see Superman go rogue.
Oh, absolutely, because it could happen.
Yes.
It could happen.
And in many comics, it has happened. He's been mind-controlled. He's been everything.
Even Poison Ivy. Poison mm-hmm. Ivy got him that time. You know what I mean? What story was that? Where Poison Ivy took over. Was that Hush?
I think that was Hush.
I think it was as well. Yeah. I think it was Hush that Poison Ivy actually had him. And then, because they had to use Lois Lane as kind of bait mm-hmm. to kind of get him back.
Yes, because they, Batman got Catwoman, actually. This is another thing.
Oh, man. Am I helping your argument right now?
Yes, you are. Catwoman went and kidnapped Lois Lane.
She did.
Dropped her off a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
Because Batman knew that Superman could not resist going to save her.
And he also knew that if Superman didn't, if the off chance he didn't,
him Batman was dead anyway.
Him, no, either Batman was dead. What did you just say? Well,
Batman knew.
Rewind, I wasn't even going to go there. You just won this for me.
No, I didn't. Listen.
You just won.
It is a win-win argument for Batman.
Like I said.
Theoretically, if you think about it, in that when Lois Lane might die,
yes,
that might restart the whole Injustice thing.
Yep.
But instead of him going to kill Joker, he would go kill Batman.
He would go kill Batman.
And then there would be no one to stop Superman.
Yes.
Because Batman's gone.
Yes.
Because Batman is the only chance the world has against Superman.
Yes. The only chance.
The only chance. There's not a superhero or a soul alive.
So you're saying that if Superman, or if Superman would have not caught Lois Lane, he would have just killed Batman.
I think so. You help my argument, I help yours, you know?
I appreciate that. And I think right there, with that being said, it's kind of a draw.
Oh, no.
I think it's a draw.
I've got more.
You've got more? You literally just won the argument for me. I was trying to be nice.
No.
What do you got?
The Bat Family.
What about them?
So, literally, one, Superman is fighting Batman. Batman can go toe-to-toe with Superman, even with Superman's unique physical ability. Superpowers, if you will. But Robin, every Robin, Nightwing, Jason Todd, I guess I can say Dick Grayson, Tim Drake, has been trained under Batman to fight like Batman, to be as agile and as quick as Batman, and to fight other people like Batman.
Okay.
So imagine every Robin, every person Batman has trained, fighting Superman at the same time. Knowing his weaknesses, knowing what hurts.
You're bringing
the whole
allies.
Bat family.
You're bringing allies? You're bringing allies into a one-on-one fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Batman might work alone.
But which he says many times.
Is he really alone?
Do you think in a life or death situation that Batman would want his... Basically, he looks at these as his children. And then, obviously, he has one of his actual, you know...
I'm going to stop you right there. You really think Batman cares about these children is what he makes them do in general?
They fight Superman. They could die easy.
But Batman knows these, and he wouldn't make them do it unless he knew they could do it. And physically, they physically know. I probably should say.
And someone starts saying, whoa.
But Dick Grayson's probably the closest to Batman. Dick Grayson, some people say, is a better Batman than Batman. I think Dick Grayson and Batman alone could fight Superman and win.
How would they win?
Beat him down, kryptonite.
Flies up to the sun, gets charged up, comes down. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, he comes down and he could literally come down so hard on the ground.
He could be flying up, Batman Batarang with kryptonite on it, fling it up to Batman, or fling it up to Superman.
Fling it up Joe Montana style, okay.
Yeah, fling it up to Superman.
Okay.
Done. And he would have to, he wouldn't be able to keep flying like that.
I believe he would.
If he has kryptonite in his system, he cannot.
I believe. You don't think he sees a batarang coming? Hears a batarang coming? Moves out the way? Flies on up to the sun? Gets charged up? Comes down? Literally flies down so hard that, I mean, he could literally destroy the earth with coming down at that much speed. He could literally break the earth in pieces.
But he won't. Because remember the conversation we just had? Batman is not a good person.
But Superman, if he went rogue, if he goes rogue, which would be the only time that Batman would fight him like this, Superman wouldn't be a good person either. Who wins? Say the words.
I'm staying strong.
Say the words.
Batman wins this hands down.
There's no way.
Even if Batman has to kill himself to beat Superman, he would.
He could kill himself and Superman would still be alive.
But he wouldn't do it unless he knew Superman would die.
True.
Batman could literally have his kryptonite ring, run up to Superman while Superman punches him through the chest and hits him with his kryptonite just right. Done. Done.
If Superman went up to, if he went up to and got charged up, came down, put his arm through Batman's chest, Batman would not have, you Superman's faster than a speeding bullet. Superman's has raced the Flash before. You know, the Flash is the fastest man on Earth. Superman has raced the Flash. He is fast. You think Batman would hit him as his Superman's arm is going through Batman's chest? You think Batman could hit him just right? And I'm air quoting here, people.
Yes, I do.
You think he's strong enough to do that?
Batman. One, remember his IQ, 192?
Mm-hmm.
He could map this out in his head, where, when, and how Superman's going to land and do this.
Yep.
And already be ready for it.
Sure. Who wins?
Batman. But Batman will defeat him and get away from him to come back and kill him or hurt him.
You think Batman could?
Batman could.
Could fend for himself. Batman wins, dude. You think he fends for himself?
Yes.
And goes and scurries off, and instead of dying like an animal, he would come back. He would come out. Okay.
And beat him.
I think if Superman Dawn of Justice. Who says the line, if I wanted it, you'd be dead already?
Just because he says something doesn't make it true.
If I wanted it, you'd be dead already.
I'm surprised you didn't use another quote from there.
Which one?
The one that he's talking about, the watchtower or the bat signal. He says, hang that up. I want the bat to be dead. But does it kill the Batman?
Does the Batman kill him?
No, but he stops him from being a threat. That's all Batman does. Batman doesn't have to kill Superman. Batman is so smart that he knows how to incapacitate Superman without killing him. And you know the one person in this entire DC universe that Superman is scared of, that he's mentioned before? Batman. Superman clearly states that Batman is the most dangerous person in the world. Batman.
Toe-to-toe, Superman kills him.
No.
Toe-to-toe, Superman kills him.
No. We even got the Italian fingers. No.
Mamma mia, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Seriously.
Give in, man.
No.
Because Batman is Batman.
Superman could literally fly through him.
But he won't.
But Batman won't.
And because Batman doesn't need to. Superman does to get rid of Batman. Superman has broken his spine, broken his limbs, broken the same vertebrae that Bane broke.
Can I ask you a question since you're bringing that up? Bane broke Batman's back.
Mm-hmm.
Who's stronger, Bane or Superman?
Superman.
Okay, thank you. So but imagine what Superman
Batman
could
be. Did Batman not come back and beat Superman and Bane?
Could you think of if Bane could break Batman's back and can catch him in a vulnerable state in order to break his back?
Also, how did he do that, though?
What do you mean?
How did Bane get
him? He gave him a backbreaker. It was awesome. It was like WWE.
But how did Bane...
It was like WWE.
How did Bane make Batman that vulnerable? How did he make him that weak so he could do that? Because Bane knew he couldn't just outright break Batman. Because Bane is actually insanely smart.
Bane is intelligent. That's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. Bane is one of the most... He is one of the most intelligent villains that DC has. How did he do it? Go ahead and explain yourself.
He took almost every one of Batman's rogue galleries and had them doing crimes in different areas, different places, all throughout the night.
Right.
Making Batman run ragged and weak. And then at the end of that...
So you think Superman couldn't catch Batman on a...
Superman is cocky.
Superman's not cocky.
Superman would want to do it himself.
You think so?
Yes.
And he could.
But he won't catch Batman on an off day.
He wouldn't have to.
Batman wouldn't need it.
He wouldn't have to catch him on an off day. If he did, God bless that man.
Batman wins.
Superman wins, dude.
Hands down.
Superman wins. Okay. So, we're pretty much, like you said, we're at a draw.
Yeah. I mean, we both have, I'll admit, we both have really good valid points.
Absolutely. I mean, it could go either way.
It could go really either way.
It's like Tennessee, Alabama, baby.
Tennessee, Alabama. So, what we're going to do is, since this one is so close and such a controversial topic, we're going to let you guys pick. We're going to make it to where you guys pick and tell us who you think wins.
And listen, guys, I know you each have your favorite superhero, okay? I know not a lot of people, unless you're, you know, new to comics, your favorite superhero is probably not Superman. My favorite superhero is not Superman, but listen to my good points, man. Don't just pick Batman because he's your favorite. Actually,
please pick Batman because he's your favorite.
Actually, let's, you know, please think about it and genuinely, you know, come up with, you know, an opinion of, like, does Batman win or does Superman win? But with that being said, this is going to wrap up our first episode. Honestly, guys, I've had a lot of fun doing this, and I think, do you have
it was an amazing time. I'm glad. This is awesome.
So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and tell you who our next battle is going to be. Robbie, who do you have?
I have Spider-Man 2099, McGill O'Hara.
Which is a version of Spider-Man from the future, but he has
Spider-Man abilities.
He has, and even more than your traditional Spider-Man
more
might
than Peter
have.
Parker.
Absolutely. I actually have a futuristic Batman, Batman Beyond, Terry McGinnis. So we're going to basically have a Spider-Man on steroids versus a Batman on steroids.
I wouldn't say he's a Batman on steroids.
He's got Bruce Wayne in his corner, and he's got a very, very futuristic, techie bat suit.
Fair point.
So, with that being said, we're going to basically, I get to take on the role of Batman next time. Thank God. Instead of Superman, we're going to see how that goes, and I think it's going to make for a really, really good battle.
I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be really fun. So you guys be sure to tune into that. And until then, this was Justice versus Vengeance.
Untold Comic Book Battles.
Untold Comic Book Battles. I'm Caleb West.
I'm Robbie Gaddis.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.